Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Ayin Dalet, mitzvah 474, as we have the second mitzvah in a row related to Meiser, and the last mitzvah before we start an entire section of mitzvahs related to the year of Shemitah. We will have in a couple of days, Bez Hashem, the mitzvah of Tztaka, which we haven't had yet. It comes up in Parshas Re'eh. That's mitzvah Tuf Ayin Tes, 479. But today we have a form of that, a detail in the mitzvah of Tztaka, and that is the mitzvah of Meiser Ani, leaving Meiser for the poor person, which comes up not every year of the Shemitah cycle, as the Torah tells us in Perek Yudalet Pasach Chav Ches. The Torah says, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim, at the end of 3 years, meaning the third and the sixth year, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim of the Shemitah cycle. Right now we are in year number six. Right, next year is a Shemitah year. Tav Shanayin Hei is a Shemitah year. So Tav Shanayin Dala, this is year number six of the Shemitah cycle. So year Mikseh Shalosh Shanim Totzias Kol Masar Tvuascha Bashana Hahi. You take out all of your meisers that year. V'hinachta b'sharecha Uba HaLevi Ki Ein Lo Chelek V'nachal Eimach. The Levi who does not have a portion of land. V'hager V'yasom V'amanasher b'sharecha. Chazal Darshin, these are all examples of the poor. V'achlu V'saveyu. They shall eat and they shall be satiated. This is the source of the mitzvah. L'man Yivarecha Hashem Alakecha. And Hashem gives you a special bracha if you fulfill the mitzvah. B'chol Masi Yadcha Asher Taseh. In everything that you do. This pasuk is the source for the mitzvah d'oraisa of Meiser Ani. We'll get to, Bez Hashem, towards the end, the mitzvah of Meiser Ksafim, if you could call it a mitzvah, in terms of one's income. But says the Sefer HaChinuch, Lo Hotzi Meiser Ani Bashana Ashlishis Vishishis Ben Hashmita, the third and the sixth year. The Alzeh Ne'emar, and this is what it says, Mikseh Shalosh Shanim Totzias Kol Masar Tvuascha, the end of the 3 years, you take out all of your Tua, Bashana Hi, and in that year, it takes the place of Bashana Zos Hayim Afrishin Meiser Ani Bimkom Meiser Sheni Shalshar Shanim. As we know, Truma is every year. Meiser Rishon is every year. Meiser Sheni and Meiser Ani switch off. Year 1, 2, 4, and 5, that's a Meiser Sheni year. That was yesterday's mitzvah. We have an obligation to take that up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. It has somewhat of a Kedusha status, while Meiser Ani has no Kedusha. As we will see, it's just a Chiyuv mitzvah to give it to the Ani. The Rambam talks about this in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim. The Rambam says, you go in order this year too. Matana Acheres Shishas Yesh L'Aniyim. There's a sixth. He had mentioned five earlier to the poor people. Bezera haaretz vu meiser shenosan laniyim vu nikra meiser ani. Vezeu seder hafarsha shubas ha-meisers. And this is what you do after you take off. Well, bikurim is first, right? Bikurim we designate while still attached to the ground. We go, we see the first blossom, and we out of the shivas haminim. So only applies by the shivas haminim of Eretz Yisrael. I put a ribbon around this. So I know which grew first. That's bikurim. But once I start the harvest, first comes truma that goes to the kohen. V'yakach b'afresh ben hashar echem and asara, one tenth of what's left that goes to the Levi meiser. And then after that, in these years, in the year 3 and 6, I give one-tenth of what's left, and that is, well, first one-tenth of what's left in year 1, 2, 4, and 5, four and five Meiser Sheni, V'alav Ne'amar, that's what we discussed yesterday, Aval B'shlishas, V'shishas Min HaShavuah, third and sixth year, Achar Shemafrish Meiser Rishon, Mafrish Min HaShar Meiser Acher, V'noso La'aniyim, V'hu HaNikra Meiser Ani, V'ein B'shtei Shonam Yela Meiser Sheni, Yela Meiser Ani, takes the place, and that's the pasuk that we just read. Good, this is the halacha, the mitzvah of Meiser Ani. Kedidus Mishorshi, a mitzvah, says the chinuch, the shorish of the mitzvah. Look what I wrote earlier in terms of the mitzvah of lending money, where the chinuch mentions that the mitzvos are about, there he mentions in the context of lending money, the mitzvos aren't just about the receiver. The mitzvos are about the givers. The mitzvos are about becoming givers. Through giving, I become givers. That, as the Chinuch writes many times, Acharei Peulos Nimshachos Halavavos, he quotes the Gemara Maseches Balbasra earlier, where one of the Apikarsim asked Rabbi Akiva, if your God loves the poor people, why doesn't he give them money? He loves them so much. Why doesn't he give them money? Says Rabbi Akiva in Maseches Balbasra, Kedesha Nitzo Anu Midina Shel Gehenim, is to be Mezakeh us, to give us the chance to support them, to be give them. And in that way, it gives us chuyah. It's not just schar, but it makes us into givers. Like Rabbeinu Bachai writes in one place, Yosi Mimasha Ani Mikabel Min Ha'ashir, Ha'ashir Mikabel Min Ha'ani. Much more than what the poor person gets from the rich person is getting from the poor person. Because the poor person is just getting something right now in front of his face. Olam Hazeh. But a rich person is getting Olam Haba and is becoming someone who is a giver. Again, that applies to all the mitzvahs, Ben Adam L'Chaver, but specifically here, the Chinuch writes it earlier. Midini HaMitzvah, what are some of the halachas of the mitzvah? So this is a major machlokas Rishonim. How does one give Meiser Ani? Truma, I know. I cut it off, and I designate it. Daraisa chita, a tiny little bit. How much do you have to give of truma? So the rabbana came up with 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th, and you give that to the kohen. Fine. Meiser Rishon, how do you give that? You cut that off. You take it and you find the levi and you give it to the levi. Meiser Sheni, you harvest it. You take it to your shalayim or you redeem it. How do you give Meiser Ani? How do you give Meiser Ani? That is a major machlokas Rishonim. There are three different shitas in the Rishonim. What do I do about Meiser Ani? Rabbeinu Tam, Bali Tosfos quote this in Maseches Chulin, Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. Tosfos says, there are two mitzvahs of Meiser Ani. Says Tosfos there, the Shnei Dine Meiser Haim, on Kuf Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph. Echon Mesalik Mitocha. Bias, one of them is after you harvest it and take it into your house. An Ani comes to the door. Right now, nowadays, we got people come to the door asking for tzaka. Achrasas Kala, Kolel, Meiser Ani. Right, they'll be asking for Meiser Ani. Right, that's number one in your house. The echad mischalik betocha granos. One of them doesn't even reach your house. One of them you give, you don't even bring it to your house. You have a chiyuv to give from the silo while you're still gathering it. Kidemash perfect perak base in Adarim, like it says in Adarim. The osoha mischalik. There's an afkamina between the two stages of Meiser Ani. Some you take home with you to give to poor who come there, and some you leave in the field. Osoha mischalik tocha granos. The ones that are out in the field in the silos ain lebaila botovas hanah. You cannot choose. The Bialim don't have a choice which Ani to give it to. Elo ba'oso ha-mischalik b'toch ha-bayis. Only the one in your house you can choose. The one out there, whoever comes. Got to give it to. You got to give it to until there are certain amounts that each Ani gets, as we'll see Baruch Hashem in the Chinuch in a minute, but you have to give it to. And then he says, u'besifri mefarish lumi kroy. He quotes us from a pasuk that there are two types of Meiser Ani. That is Shitas Tosfos and Maseches Chulin. The other he's showing him, though, hold no, there's only one type of Meiser Ani. Interesting, Rabbeinu Tam, he doesn't have a Sefer HaMitzvos. Would he quote two separate mitzvahs of Meiser Ani? Nobody counts two separate mitzvahs. We saw yesterday, some people count two mitzvahs of Meiser Sheni, separating it and eating it. But nobody counts two mitzvahs of Meiser Ani. Maybe Rabbeinu Tam would count, because he has these two types. But other Rishonim hold, no. There's only one type of Meiser Ani. There's a lechatchila and a bidieved. Says the Mefarish. It's not really Rashi. It's fake Rashi. But says the Mefarish in Nedarim, because we don't have Rashi in Nedarim, on Def Pei Dalet Amabez. The Iker is out in the field. Out there, they just like Peah. Leket, Shicha, Peah, all the other Matnes Aniyim. It's out in the field. The Ani comes, and you have to give it to the Ani. Out there. So too, Manas Aniyim. This Meiser Ani also is in the field. If you happen to bring it in by mistake, then you give it to the Ani there. But, says the Mefarish, Rashi, Lacha Sheikhnes Tvoasa La'otsar, Velo Hifrish Bimenu Meiser Ani Begoren, Lefisha Ne'anas, Oshalo Matza Aniyim Li Tainlahem. You didn't find anybody there, so you brought it inside. But the Icarus to give it while it's still out there. That's what the Mefarish says. He's a Rishon. Mefarish in Adarim, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis. And then Rashi, on Daf Kuf, in Maseches Yevamos, says the opposite. He says the Iker seems to be, you bring it into the house. Meaning it's very different than the other Matnas Aniyim. Right? That's one of the sugyas in Lamdas. How close is Meiser Ani to Leket Shicha and Peah? Where you have to leave it there by definition. It fell down from you, you forgot it there, you have to leave a corner of your field uncut. How close is Meiser Ani to that? Or is it closer to Truma and Meiser? Will the real category stand up? We have Truma and Meiser Rishon and Meiser Sheni. We have Leket Shicha and Peah. Where does Meiser Ani go? Is it closer to the Matnas Aniyim, or is it closer to the other Matnas Kahuna and Matnas Leviyah? That is an interesting question, but it could be that is part of the Machlokas Rishonim. Continuing the Sefer HaChinuch now, before we get to some of the issues of the Minchas Chinuch and Meiser Ksafim. Midini HaMitzvah, Mash'amru Zecharnim Levracha, Shabal HaSadeh, Sha'avro Lav Aniyim, Nosin L'Kolechad Mehem and HaMeiser, Ketei Savo. What's the language of the Torah? V'Saveyu, they should become satiated. What does that mean? You have to give it to one... The first Ani that comes to give everything? The answer is no. Chazal determine what is the shear of satiation from every produce. From wheat, it's chati kaf. Se'orim, leifchos mikav. Kusmin, dvela. To go through the list, what exactly is Meiser Ani? Hayelo dover, skipping a couple of lines. Hayelo dover muat v'aniyim maruba. What if you only have a little Meiser Ani? I have a little field in my backyard. And there's 14 aniyim outside. Waiting, I have one pomegranate tree. And there's 14 aniyim, what do I do? So, ma'niach lefneim ve'machakim b'neim. You leave it and you run. Meaning, you don't have to deal with it. You just put it there and they'll work it out. Doesn't mean that they'll fight over it. It just means they'll find a bezdin to try to find an equitable splitting up. But you don't have to deal with that if there's not enough for everybody. Umayser Ani, Mischalik Begorin, Ebo Tovas and Alabailim. As we saw in the Tosas earlier, the ones that are split up in the fields, you don't have any choice. V'ish v'isha, Shaboli told, Nostim Tchila Isha, V'achar L'ish. Okay, you give a woman before you give a man if an Aniyah comes before an Ani. Okay, a couple of important points that the Minchas Chenev brings up. Number one, fascinating question. And that is, I know, if I eat from my produce before Truma is taken off, that's called Tevel. There's an Isra of Tevel, and I'm Chayev Misa B'dei Shemayim. If I did that, B'mezit. Let's say I took off Truma, but I didn't take off my Sarishon yet. Still Tevel. Why? Because in my Sarishon is Truma's Meiser, which has the same halacha as Truma. What about if I didn't take off my Sarsheni yet? So that's already a little weaker question, because my Sersheni is, it's mine, but it has Kedusha at the Yerushalayim, but it could be that it's also Tevel. What about my Ser'ani? My Ser'ani is Chulin. It does not have any Kedusha. There's a Chi of Tztaka. If I didn't take off my Ser'ani, is that called Tevel? Says the Menchas Chenech as Machlok as Rishonim. He quotes, the Pashtus is that until you finish taking off all of your Trumas and Maestras and everything, it's Tevel. Says the Minchas Chinuch back in Os Aleph, the Cholzmach will hifish Meiser Ani Hatfua Tevel. The Rambam and the Ravid both hold, though, that there's no Chiyah Misa B'dei Shemayim. You get Malkus. If you eat from your produce before you took off Meiser Ani, Tevel HaTovel Meiser Ani Eino B'Misa Rak B'Lav Achayah Malkus. And the Ravid agrees with him. Tosus in Yevamos Adaf Peifav has a suffix about it. The Efshar Chayev Misa Gamkein. An amazing sheet that Tosfos says. You might be Chayav Misa if it's Tevel just for Meiser Ani. That is the first point of the Minchas Chinuch. He continues saying what we just said. U'Meiser Ani la'achar hafrasha ein bo shum kedusha klal. There's no kedusha to this. Truma, Meiser Rishon, Meiser Sheni, they all have kedusha. But Meiser Ani is just like Lechet Shechen Peya. They can eat it and they can do whatever they want with it. They can give it to their dog. There's no kedusha of this Meiser Ani. It is Chulin Gamor. Even though that is true, the Rambam, he quotes, says that we're not allowed to take Meiser Ani outside of Eretz Yisrael. You have to take it to Chutz Laaretz. If you take it out, you probably have to bring it back in. Good. He also notes in the next source, the next paragraph, Vihine, that the Rambam and the Chinuch here, as has been discussed, both only count one mitzvah. The Ramban, if you remember yesterday, counted two mitzvahs. Hafrashas Meiser Sheni and eating Meiser Sheni. He counts two mitzvahs, separating Shuma and eating Shuma. Separating Meiser Rishon and eating Meiser Rishon. Would he count two mitzvahs here? The Ramban's lashon is that if it's Tevel before your Mafreshit, then the Tevel, then the Hafrasha, the separation is significant, and therefore it must be its own mitzvah. So here, is it Tevel before your Mafreshit? So that's a Machlokas. So depending what the Ramban would say to that question, would the Ramban agree to that day in Tosfos, in Yevamos, that you'd be Chayev Misa if you eat produce that you didn't take a Meiser Ani from yet? If yes, then he would probably count this as a separate mitzvah. A very interesting question. If you look in all the way at the end, the Minchas Chinuch knows, Dalid, am I allowed to give Meiser Ani to a child, to a katan? Cherishot of a katan, to a child. I have to give it to a poor person. Does it make a difference? If I give it to a child, on a daraisa level, could a child acquire it? I have to give it. On a daraisa level, if a katan cannot acquire it, so I'm not giving it to anybody halachically. Maybe I didn't fulfill my mitzvah of Meiser Ani. That's the question the Minchas Chinuch asks. V'im yotze yidei nesina, b'Meiser Ani, ha'maschalik b'bayis, t'tzarech l'kayim mitzvah nesina v'chulu, nira da'aser litein, l'cherishot of a katan. Says the Minchas Chinuch, I think not. You cannot give it to a child. Kiva de'enam konim klal. They're not kone. V'lo havidas acheres makneh. And the Minchas Chinuch is saying, but what do you mean? I know there's a sheet of Tosfos in Sanhedrin and elsewhere that says, you're right, a child can't own something themselves. Meaning if a child finds something on the floor, on a daraisa level, it's not theirs. But Tosfos says there's a concept called Das Acheres Makneh, meaning if somebody is pushing it halachically into their rishus, then they can't acquire it. If I sell something to a katan, if I give something to a katan, then he can't acquire it. So maybe it should work here too. I'm giving it to a katan, says the Minchas Chinuch, even according to that opinion, it's not going to work. This is not called Das Acheres Makneh. Why not? Kivan de Tovas Hanoa Eino Mamon Lo Havi Das Acheres Makneh. The fact that you're choosing to give it to a katan, you can choose to give it to anybody. So there's no value. You can't put a price tag on that choice that you have. And therefore, the Minchas Chinuch assumes you cannot give it to a child. And he says, anyway, look in the Ksos and Simin Reish Mem Gimel. The Ksos there, that's an amazing Ksos also. We mentioned this in the past. The Ksos there discusses, could you give Pidyon HaBen money to a Kohen Katan? Let's say all you have is a 10-year-old Katan. You can't find anybody else. Could you give him the money for Pidyon HaBen? So Minchas Chinuch starts with the Pri Chadash. He says, yeah, you can. You can give it to him. Why? Because after all, the Bina Torah, Das Acheres Makneh. He quotes that principle. You're giving it to the Katan. And the Ksos is very upset at that suggestion. He thinks that Das Acheres Machne does not apply in this context. Lo Shayach B'matana, Das Acheres Machne, L'shitaso. He would say the same thing the Minchas Chinuch says here. So to Das Acheres Machne applies if you sell it. But just giving it, when you have a choice to who to give it to, so then that is not, you don't apply the principle of Das Acheres Machne there. Just like Minchas Chinuch says here, so too so says there. At the end he says, but I think you could give it to a Pidyon HaBen Katan anyway, Kohen Katan anyway, for a different reason. Because really, it's the Kohens to start with. Hashem was already Machne it to them. What, your child kind of has a connection to the Kohen. The Kfar Zachla Ben Ator LaKohanim. So you don't even have to do much. Afilu Kohen Katan Nami, Kamobi Yerusha. Just like a Kohen gets Yerusha, even if he's a child, if his father dies. So to here, it's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving it to them. You don't have to do much because it's as if the Kohen already owns it. So even a Katan. But that's a very interesting issue. The Minchas Chinuch has, he knows Dalit. The last couple of minutes, let's spend on a category within this mitzvah. This is the mitzvah to talk about it, and that is Maaser Ksafim. On a D'oraisa level, you only have to give Maaser Aniyim from your produce. There is a concept, though, discussed in the Gemara and the Rishonim called Maaser Ksafim, giving Maaser from my income. Is that in the Torah? It's nowhere explicitly in the Torah. There are Ramazim, it says by the Vayitin Lo Maaser Miko, by the Avos, there are a couple of Ramazim to it, but on a specific and explicit level, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says Maaser Ksafim. But is it a Din D'oraisa? Right, the key of a drasha, so that's a major machlokas we've shown him. What is Maaser Ksafim? 10%! You know, there's a concept of giving 10% of your income after taxes, and with all the exemptions, we're not having a whole shiur on Maaser Ksafim now. So that concept, there is a minority group, a small, small minority group of Rishonim that say that it is a mitzvah de'oraisa. The Arzarua holds this way in Hilchas Staka, that there's a chiyuv. Mitzvah la'adam la'aseres mamono, says the Arzarua. You have to give Maaser Ksafim. It's a din de'oraisa. That's what the Arzarua holds. And the Vilna Gaon is very machmer about this too. The Vilna Gaon says every moment that you don't give Maaser Ksafim and you have it in your possession, it's terrible, but that's a minority. The next level up is Darabanan. It's not a Daraisa. It's a Darabanan. There is a Sifri that is quoted. That's what they quote in Tosfos and Maseches Tainis, quotes it on Daf Tes. A Sifri. But the question is, that is Din Daraisa. The Sifri says, Aser ta aser is kol tvoras arecha hayosuyas de shana shana. Our pasuk. Ein li ela tvoras arecha. Shechaya b'maiser. Ribis u prakmatia v'chol shah revachim inayin. How do I know all income? I have to give 10%? Tamalomar es kol. Right, eskol tvoas arecha. That includes, right, even the income. So is that it's a medrash? So is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? So there is a minority group of Rishonim that hold this a din d'oraisa, but the Aruch HaShulchan and other Rishonim hold that it's a other Achronim hold that it's a d'rabbanan. But you know what? Rov Mefarshim don't even say that. Rov Mefarshim hold that Maaser Ksafim is a minhag tov. It's a minog that we should try to do, but it's a minog tov. And that's crucially important, because when you come up with shilas, serious shilas, every Jew has a chiyuv to give staka. The question is, how much? This idea of 10%. The Bach says in Yoredei Hashin Lamed Aleph, Miyu ein ze ela b'maiser ani, mizera ha'aretz, mitzvos aseh min ha'Torah, avo masha adam ma'aser, masha marviach b'masu matan kiksafim, v'sha revachim, Eino bechlal ze v'yachol nitei mimenu letzdako l'pinyan shvuyim shaharei eino chayaba lo min haTorah v'lo midrabanan. That's the language of the Bach in Simon Shin Lamed Aleph in Yaradeya. So again, this is
afternoon, Seder. Let's go, fellas. 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You need to be there.
Sorry about that interruption. But this is the concept of Maaser Ksafim Daraisa Derabanan. But most hold that it is a minhag tov. The Avas Chesed, the Chavetz Chaim, one of his svarim suggests, based on this, because it's a minhag tov, when you start, you should make a tanai. You should make a condition that I'm going to try to do this as much as I can. And if it comes a time when I can't do this, then I'm not going to do it. I'm going to try to give as much as whatever I could afford at that stage of life, depending on how my income is doing. But either way, this is a crucial point that it is a minhag. Who is obligated in this? So again, every single person, every single Jew is chayiv to give staka. But the idea of Maaser Ksafim depends on who you are. Rav Yashiv is quoted in the Sefer Maaser Ksafim, got a lot of number of svarim about the issue. He says, if you're at the stage that if giving Maaser Ksafim would impact how many fleishik meals you would have during the week, then you're putzer from giving Maaser Ksafim. You shouldn't take upon the minhag. Or others say, Rav Sternbach writes in one of his shuvas, that if you're living a basically frugal life, You're not spending. You might even be getting money from others. Somebody's learning and somebody's living. They're just making ends meet. They're both in school. They hardly have anything. And everything that they make in their income, he has a side job, a night job, this and that. It goes right into the expenses. Then that person doesn't have a chiyuv to give ma'aser k'safin. It's going to put them under. It's going to put them over. I don't have a chiyuv to give staka so that somebody else is going to have to give me staka. Doesn't make sense. So ma'aser k'safin, as we know, is not a chiyuv d'oraisa, not a chiyuv d'rabbanan, is a minhag tov, which we should all try to fulfill if we are in that situation. But we have to remember, it depends on place, it depends on each situation involved. Again, there are many discussions here. What could be included? How do you calculate income? What are you allowed to deduct? What are you allowed to give it to? L'chadchila should be for aniyim. Can there be flexibility? Can you pay part of the tuition money that's not going for your child? That's a big one. Tuition money. So we generally paskin that any money that's going for scholarships, not for your child, that you could count that as ma'aser k'safin. Any mitzvah that you're doing for the rabbin, buying svarim not for yourself, that can't count. Buying svarim for a shul, you can count as ma'aser k'safin. So again, there are many, many different issues of ma'aser k'safin, which hopefully we'll get to talk about at another point. But this is the mitzvah that ma'aser k'safin comes up in, and that is the mitzvah of ma'aser ani. Okay, we'll stop here. By the Hashem, next time we start with a few mitzvos that are related to the mitzvah of Shemitah.